I think there are opportunities now. I think a lot has changed since I was young, for example. I think academies are really trying as much as they can to get the best talent. I think there are so many fantastic leagues, grassroots teams. A lot of grassroots football has now been professionalised. You've got fathers or uncles or friends that are doing getting coaching badges to really enhance their development. So if they put on a session, they can put on a good session. But the really interesting thing for me is 17 years ago when I signed my professional contract with West Ham United, I was asked, why is there such a lack of Asian representation within the game? And I answered with, there's a lot of factors that go into that, and I'm not sure why, but hopefully in time that will change. And I'm still getting asked the same question 17 years later, which to be honest is amazing, because the amount of the size of the Asian community in this country is really, really big. And to get to the top level is always difficult, because to be honest, it's extremely, extremely hard. When I was a kid, I was competing with the best young boys in London, maybe the UK. Now I think you've got to compete with the best boys in the world. It's a global market now, because the big clubs can get someone from Peru or Australia. Whether that's right or wrong, that's a fact. And there is opportunity, but it's hard. But what does disappoint me is the fact that we don't see more Asian representation across the leagues, the lower leagues. For me, it's strange, but there are a lot of factors as to why that's the case.
As you said, you were personally the first British Asian man to be a club captain to represent your community. Why are we not getting more progression, and what is Kick It Out and other organisations doing to improve the current situation?
I think we have to make people aware that it is difficult, but what we have to do as football, as individuals, is make sure that the barriers that are up are limited, they're reduced, because it's all about giving people the opportunity. And there is difference, you know, if you're a young Muslim boy, young Asian boy, going into a football environment can be very daunting. I went into an environment where I never came across an Asian player, an Asian referee, an Asian coach, an Asian manager. And sometimes it's very hard to make people understand that. An analogy that I've used is if you went to a country like China and joined a new school, and you're very much unique and the only person from England in this country, everyone's speaking a different language, everyone's doing things that are slightly different to what you're used to in your culture, it can be hard, because that's an added barrier, you know, to fit in and to get the best out of yourself. But I think football's changed. Awareness is now grown. I think we have more of an understanding about people's culture, religion. And I think football realises also that there's a massive talent pool that we've missed out on. The national team, football clubs, and I think that has to be addressed. I think clubs are now looking at all communities, not just the Asian community, because they realise that that could be the next £15 million player, £30 million player. And I think it'll be crazy for them not to really engage with every single community possible.
And we're in Tower Hamlets, one of the most diverse communities in the whole of the UK. On grassroots level, what are these schools, academies, communities doing to really get young people into sport, particularly from the Asian community?
I think the Asian community have a lot of opportunities now. For example, in Tower Hamlets, I managed a team called Sporting Bengal last year, which was made up because the Asian community felt that there were no opportunities in mainstream football. They thought that mainstream football, there was racism, there was discrimination, there was things that made it harder for them. So they set up their own team. I don't think that's the case now. But having said that, I set up an academy here in Tower Hamlets 3 years ago. We have over 100 kids every Tuesday that are turning up, predominantly from the Asian community. So there's an appetite there. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, because I said this 17 years ago, but I really do believe we're on the cusp of a wave. But I think what people don't understand is that it's coincided with the football boom, Premier League, money. It's a global market now. You're not competing with the best in England, you're competing with the best in the world, which makes it harder. Yes, there's a lack of Asian representation, there's a lack of English national team players at the top level. So I think all these little factors people have to actually be aware of, but I don't want to lie to you and say that there aren't others. Racism, discrimination, and just biased. Sometimes I've been a coach and I've had coaches come to me and say, Anwar, look, I've had a Muslim player, an Asian player come into the dressing room. I'm not quite sure what food does he eat. Is he okay? Will I be able to talk to his parents? And that's great, because they're being honest. But for me, it's about finding out and not seeing it as a problem. Because if you have that kind of mindset, are you really going to give that person a fair opportunity when you know that they, in your eyes, they come with, what, is it baggage? I'm not sure. It's a fear factor. Judge people on their ability and as they are as a human being, not what they look like or who they are. And for me, if there's any Asian kids out there listening, what an incentive. I always saw it as an incentive. People said to me, you can't do it, you won't do it. And I thought, wow, to be the first of anything would be amazing. And I still think there's that there, because to be a first Asian player, Bangladeshi player, Pakistani player, Indian player to play for England at senior level in a World Cup, what an absolute fantastic opportunity. And if you know what, if it don't happen, I've got two boys and I'll be coaching them every single day to make sure they hopefully follow in their father's footsteps.
And you are such a pioneer. What would be your message to young Asian boys who are thinking, I want to make that step, I want to become the next star?
Believe in yourself and work hard. And you know what, it's like anything. When you want to go into an industry where the percentages of success are literally minimal, be realistic, you know. It's about having a realistic mindset. Make sure you don't forget about school, make sure you don't forget about the rest of your life. But if it's what you want to do, and if you believe you're good enough and you have the right support network, there's nothing stopping you. And you know what? Success isn't Arsenal, Manchester United and Chelsea. Success is playing in front of thousands of people every single week doing what you love. And I think people forget that a little bit. If you're not on Match of the Day, the Asian community don't see you as a superstar. When I was at West Ham, everyone was, hailed you as a superstar. But when you trickle down the leagues, it's like, you didn't make it. Football at any level, if you're paid to do something you love, what an achievement. And I think people have to have that as an achievement at any level. And you know what, it's out there, the opportunity is there, it's up to them to go and grab it.